It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, October 28th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Thursday before the biggest recruiting weekend of the year, you know we had to have 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong, on. Steve, how goes it?
And it just so happens to be my regularly scheduled spot on the Bucknuts Morning Five. The sun is coming out here in the Indianapolis suburbs. We're sending this crisp fall weather down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus for what's going to be a massive recruiting weekend for the Buckeyes as they welcome their newest Big Ten rival, Penn State, to the Shoe for a night game. And it's going to be a loaded crop of recruits, as you said.
Here's how we're going to do this. Steve is going to tackle all the non-quarterbacks before the break. After the break, he will tackle the quarterbacks, and then we'll get a pick on the Penn State game. This is literally one of the biggest weekends in recruiting history at Ohio State, given the fact the pandemic limited visits so much last season. This has got to be the biggest visit weekend in recent memory for Ohio State. The list is so long, we're just going to sit back and let Steve cook. Steve, the non-quarterbacks expected at Ohio State this weekend, and your thoughts?
All right, let's start with the official visitors. You got top 247 defensive lineman Hero Canoe coming back to campus. Ohio State's been a major contender for him from the beginning. I think Oklahoma has the edge coming into this trip, so you need to make a move on the Sooners for Hero Canoe. Top 247 offensive lineman Ernest Green from California, St. John Bosco, also coming back to Ohio State. The Buckeyes have also been in the top two or three for him for much of his process. I think Georgia is the one to beat for him coming in. So looking to make a move on those two programs. And as y'all know, just because you don't lead today doesn't mean you won't lead when it matters most. Recruiting ebbs and flows. I like the Sooners today for Canoe and Georgia for Green, but it doesn't mean I won't like the Buckeyes tomorrow. We'll see how these visits go. I do like the Buckeyes for Zion Branch, top 247 safety. My crystal ball says that. I still feel good about Ohio State for the Bishop Gorman standout. And then Xavier Wampaugh, the number one safety in the top 247, takes his official. And, hey, man, I still think Ohio State has a good shot to land Xavier Wampaugh as well as they battle Notre Dame and Iowa for him. This is his last trip of the process. He's very close with these Ohio State commits, and I know he looks forward to getting back around those guys this weekend. And Ohio State is really just locked in on these two guys and have made them feel like priority for what feels like years now. A couple defensive linemen that took official visits earlier in the process return. You have five-star Omari Abor. They love Larry Johnson, had a great official visit in the summer. Coming off a good trip to A&M. You got Alabama, LSU, a couple others in there. But Ohio State's in an interesting spot for Omari Abor. And I like Ohio State for top 247 defensive lineman, edge, and front seven versatile prospect, Caden Curry. Caden took his official visit to Ohio State for the Oregon game. If you all remember, he arrived late, like really late on Friday because he had his own game. That was an early kick. He had to get up early for. And he was just tired after that game, so he kind of retired to his quarters. So this game, he is staying overnight in Columbus, and he'll get a better feel for the players and recruits. And he's been building a relationship with guys like C.J. Hicks. Who hasn't been building a relationship with C.J. Hicks if you're a major Ohio State target? But I know he looks forward to getting around more of the people. He loves Larry Johnson, loves Mickey Marotti, and I like where Ohio State stands for Caden Curry coming into this visit, where he will stay overnight. Kind of switching gears to the 2023 class, Daniel, five-star central there, Sonny Styles coming back with some family members. Yeah, obviously Ohio State's a major player for him. Notre Dame, you know, he made the Southeast swing. He's going to do his own thing, but Ohio State, a lot of that program speaks to him. The number one running back in the country, five-star Richard Young, he's no stranger to Ohio State. The Buckeyes are near the top of his list. Top 247, number one linebacker, Troy Bowles. I already have a crystal ball on the Buckeyes for Troy Bowles. The Ohio State's top two receiver targets, Carnell Tate and Zachariah Branch, are returning to campus. There's no question Ohio State has a really good chance to land both of those young men. Justice Haynes is the top 247 running back that alongside Richard Young, Tony Alford, Ryan Day and company have really prioritized. And Ohio State has a great shot to land him. Justice is a tremendous fit at Ohio State. He's coming off a great visit to Notre Dame. He's a Georgia legacy. Clemson's in there, among others. But Ohio State's been firm near the top. You got Luke Montgomery, top 247 lineman from in-state, coming as well. So there's several other top 247 names that, you know, we'll have updates on after their visit.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, and cook on quarterbacks.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Quarterback has become so intriguing at Ohio State. They have four on the roster now that are fantastic. There's many theories as to how many they'll have when the season ends, or the offseason kicks in for that matter. But they're all over a new group as well, four of which we expect to be here this weekend. Break it all down.
Yeah, so I think when you talk quarterbacks, you start with the five-star in the 2023 class. That's Dante Moore out of Detroit King. You know, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, some of the major contenders for Dante Moore. He's having a terrific junior season. He's thrown for over 2,800 yards and 28 touchdowns in eight games. He's completing over 70% of his passes. And he's played his best football in their biggest games, you know, against Cass Tech, against Moeller, against Carmel. You know, three of the best programs in the Midwest. Dante Moore has just been outstanding in those games. Corey Dennis was recently up in the Motown area to see Dante Moore. And Moore is an Ohio native, grew up rooting for Ohio State. Mom lives in Ohio. I mean, he's certainly a guy that's gone into this recruiting process not favoring anybody and building relationships with staff. And he's going to make an informed decision. But I think Ohio State's in this one. This one's been on the radar for him for a long time, this visit. And you know, his coach told me yesterday that he's planning to be in Columbus for this Ohio State game. I think you look at the 2024 quarterbacks that are coming, Dan, and the name I want to lock in on is Dylan Raiola out of Burleson, Texas. I think he's going to ultimately emerge as Ohio State's number one quarterback at the position. He could be the number one quarterback in the country in that class. He's having a terrific sophomore season, comes from great pedigree. Dad Dominic played 14 years in the NFL on the offensive line for the Lions. He's got an older sister that plays volleyball at TCU right now. And this is a guy that has had some communication with Coach Dennis as of late, and this visit came together quickly, and he's had great interest in Ohio State since watching the Buckeyes play Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl since 2019. Ohio State's track record with quarterbacks and just as a program in general has the Buckeyes in good early position. I think Georgia's the one to beat right now for him, but we'll see what he thinks coming out of a visit to Ohio State.
Dylan Raiola, as Steve mentioned, he has great genes. I am big on pro legacies. Ohio State is as well. Just want to double down on, remember that name, Dylan Raiola. These recruits are coming, Steve, not just to check out Ohio State, but to see a football game. Penn State is in the house coming off two losses to Iowa and then Illinois. There's some thought that the Illinois loss will count for two losses given its nine overtimes. What do you expect out of the Knits, depending on who you bet with? They are an 18-point underdog in the shoe Saturday night.
Well, I think they'll play better. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious to say that. They're always up for the Ohio State game. They always give the Buckeyes their best. They always give the Buckeyes their best and typically play well against Ohio State. Have made things difficult in some of the wins that Ohio State has had over the years. But I mean, I predict Ohio State every week. Yeah, and they're the most talented team in the Big Ten. They're one of the best teams in the country. They're really playing at a high level right now. This team's coming into their own. And I know I've said it on this show in the past, but I've been to a night game at the Shoe, and if they can get it, they can turn it on you real quick, and it can just get louder and louder in there. But, you know, Ohio State scored over 50 points in four games in a row. They're going to be, they're going to be tough to stop in this one. And obviously I like the Buckeyes, and I'll be doing my best to compliment Bill Kierlik's coverage from this big recruiting weekend late Saturday night into Sunday.
You cannot have two better guys leading your recruiting charge, the dean and the director, all in one spot. This is the only place to get it. We appreciate you stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.